Good shot, Markham. Perfect score for you so far.
All it's gotten me in this skeet shooting contest with you, Vance, is a tie. That shows you what a tough man you ought to beat.
Testimony disregarded as having no basis in fact. As district attorney, you should know better than to make statements like that.
Kindly refrain from prompting this witness, Vance. Your shot, you know.
So it is. Well, the rules allow me to load only two shells in this gun of mine. The shells are in. I'll see what I can do with two birds. Ready? Ready?
Two for two. Well, you certainly give me something to shoot at, Vance. Tell me, is there anything you can't do?
Yes, I can't tell when you'll invite me in on a murder case. All I know is it won't be this afternoon, inasmuch as there was no case in your office when we took this holiday, and there are no telephones out here on the skeet field.
I know that disappoints you, but I'll try to make a contest out of this skeet match to make up for it. My turn. Try for two. Ready? Ready? Well, that puts you one up on me, Vance.
Well.
Do you hear what I do, Markham? The clarion cry of a female.
The voice of your secretary, Ellen Deering, unless I'm very much mistaken. What could she want out here?
I don't know. All I can do is hope.
Vance!
Over here, Ellen.
You mean you hope an interesting case came into your office while we were out here?
Mm-hmm.
A case interesting enough to get your secretary to come after you?
You didn't miss with that shot, my friend. We'll know Ellen's mission in a moment now.
Here Vance! Oh, hello, Markham.
Hello, Ellen.
Whew! What a hike. Isn't there some way they could have put this skeet field nearer the road? I wasn't meant for walking, I can tell you that.
Well, I'll see what I can do about having a pair of wings made for you, Ellen.
So I could fly over here and have somebody shoot me down? Oh, fine thing.
You'd still be flying if I was the one with the gun.
Well, Miss Deering, if you've recovered your breath and your bearings, perhaps
I'm
you...
okay now. Markham, I really came out to see you.
Oh?
Your office called to see if you were with Vance, and I volunteered to come out here and bring you the message.
Which was?
Which was that a woman named Edith Allen has been murdered in her apartment.
Uh-huh.
There's no apparent motive. She was happily married. Her husband has a perfect alibi, and nothing in the apartment has been touched.
Well, at least Vance was wrong about one thing. He was certain we wouldn't be called in on a murder case while we were out here.
A murder without motive. Well, that's the most fascinating kind to solve, Markham.
The most difficult, you mean? Well, looks like we go to work, Vance. Fun's over for today.
On the contrary, Markham. Apparently, it's just beginning.
Exemplary life and was respected by everyone in her community. Police are baffled by the lack of motive. Mrs. Allen was found by a maid lying on the floor near the piano in the Allen living room, strangled. With no motive and no clues, the police face one of the most baffling crimes in years. Homicide Department Sergeant Heath admitted to the Chronicle representative today. Good story, Joe. Nicely handled. Write the head for it yourself and give yourself a byline.
Okay, Chief. Unknown assailant strangles
Mrs.
J.C.
Allen.
Heaven's sake.
I haven't been all day.
Bye, J.C. Allen.
Vance and I want to be alone in the murder room, Heath. Keep everybody out for a while, please.
Okay.
Well, Markham, it looks as if first reports were correct. There's nothing in this room that even remotely resembles a lead to Mrs. Allen's killer. From the position of the body, I think she was playing this piano when her murderer came into the room and strangled her. She fell from the piano bench to the floor.
That's probably true, but doesn't help us at all.
This is the song she was playing, Blue Penny. It's that new hit they keep doing on the radio. Isn't that a rather unusual title page, Markham?
Not too. Picture of a girl who's apparently the penny in the title. The flowing blue summer dress. The names of the writers and the publisher. What's unusual about it?
I'm not sure. But a little of the blue ink just came off on my thumb. I've handled a lot of sheet music. That never happened before.
Vance, we're working on a murder.
I know. But this blue ink that came off on my thumb may supply the color in this case.
Song's as good as Blue Penny?
Yeah, it is.
Another hit like that, and I'm going to go broke.
Okay, I'll listen. Go ahead, play it. Yeah?
Mr. Morris, there's a man named Philo Vance here to see you.
Philo Vance? Tell him to come in. All right, Danny. I'll hear the rest of that song later. I got a visitor.
Okay.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I thought...
It's all right. Come in, Vance. This guy was just leaving. So long, Danny.
So long.
Well, Vance, what can I do for you? You write a song or something?
No, Mr. Morris. I want to talk to you about your blue penny number.
Now I know why you're here. It's a crime the way that song's getting plugs and ain't selling. You want to investigate the crime, huh?
Not exactly. Mr. Morris, when do you print a song you publish?
When? Well, we take it from the writers. We give an order to our printers saying how many copies we think we'll need. They print it. We work on the song for a couple of weeks. And it generally starts to sell. Only not Blue Penny. Blue Penny, we printed up to 50,000 copies when we took it. Still got half of them.
Is that so? I thought it was a big hit.
You thought. Everybody thought. Only it's just one of those things, get plugged, but nobody buys it.
Who prints your music?
Acme. Only three firms in the city that print music. I'll write the names and addresses down for you. What's this all about, Vance?
It's about the murder of Mrs. J.C. Allen. You've read about it in the papers.
Hmm.
They say there was no motive for her death. I'm inclined to believe there was. A motive I not only know, but after I make my next stop, I think I can prove.
That's a pretty sound those printing presses make, ain't it, Ears?
Pretty, Eddie. Beautiful.
Ears, tell me how much of a genius I am. I like to hear it.
Of course you got a beautiful head. Beautiful. How you ever figure this out, I don't know.
Neither will anybody else.
How we can be making all this dough on something that sells for only a quarter or 30 cents. I don't know either. But it's beautiful money. Beautiful.
Ears, listen.
Yeah?
A guy publishes a song. It costs him money to print.
Uh-huh.
Money to plug.
Yeah?
Money for royalties.
Well?
He makes a hit out of it, right?
Right.
All right. I got a printing plant. I publish the same song. The publisher has all the expenses. I get all the profits. It costs me 2 cents to print. I get 18 from the dealer. 16 cents profit. On a million copy song like Blue Penny? Figure it out.
Too much for me, but I'll take my...
Come on in.
I'm Philo Vance. Which one of you is Ed Stevens?
That's me. What's with you, Vance?
I've been told there were only three firms in this city that were equipped to do music printing. I've already seen the other two companies. You mind if I look at your shop?
What for?
I have an idea about the murder of Mrs. J.C. Allen. Now, may I see your machines?
Well, Vance, at any other time, I'd be glad to let you inside. This afternoon, maybe, if you come back. But right now, we're running some special stuff for a guy who asks that we keep everything very much on the QT. It's an announcement of some new product, and he doesn't want any word of it to get out. Now, that's understandable, isn't it, Vance?
Of course. Thank you, Stevens. I'll be back later in the day.
Goodbye. So long, Vance.
Boss, you handle that beautiful. Beautiful. Only Vance will be back later.
We'll have those copies of Blue Penny off the presses by then.
I don't like the idea of Vance finding us. Maybe I ought to take care of him.
Like you did, Mrs. Allen?
Yeah.
Nothing doing his. We'll take care of Vance, all right. Only it'll be in a way he's never been taken care of before.
Philo Vance speaking.
Vance, this is Marie Dale, Wentworth Apartments. You don't know me, but please come over here quickly. I've got to see you.
What's the trouble, Miss Dale?
Hurry, Vance. You've got to get here before he does, because if you don't, I'll be dead.
Miss Dale. Miss Dale, where are you?
Over here, on the couch. That you, Vance?
Yes, what happened, Miss Dale?
He was here. Vance, bend down. Look. Look at my neck. His fingers. Vance, he was going to kill me.
Now, take it easy, Miss Dale. The police are on their way here. I called them after you called me. Who was it?
I don't know. Someone phoned me and said he was the man who strangled Mrs. Allen. And he was going to do the same thing to me. I read your name in the newspapers. Knew you were working on that case, and I phoned you.
You sound better now, Miss Dale. I'm sorry I didn't get here in time.
Oh, I'm sorry, too. But I'm all right now, Vance. And I'll be fine when the police get here. Thanks for coming.
No trouble, Miss Dale. I'm very close to the man responsible for Mrs. Allen's death.
Oh?
I have an appointment at a printing plant in an hour. And I have an idea I'll wind up three things at that time. I'll find the individuals responsible for killing Mrs. Allen, the man who choked you, and I'll break up a very unusual racket.
Well, come right in, Vance. Sit down.
Thank you.
You're a man of your word. Said you'd be back this afternoon, and here you are.
You said when I did get back, I could take a look at your printing presses, Mr. Stevens, remember?
Sure, sure. Perfectly all right. I'd like you to see something else first, though, Vance.
What?
This photograph. It's a print, and it's still wet, but you won't have any trouble recognizing the people in it.
Well, let me see it. Oh. So there was a photographer in Miss Dale's apartment when I bent down to examine her neck.
Yes. Looks like you're making love to her, doesn't it? Not that that wouldn't be bad, only her name isn't Dale, Vance. It's Williams. Marie Williams, and she just got out of jail last week.
I'm beginning to see what this is all about. I'm going to...
Now, Vance, and... that won't do you any good.
Oh, but it'll make me feel better, I guarantee that.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Vance. Slugging me won't help you any. I don't want anything from you. Just leave town for 2 weeks, that's all. 2 weeks. When you come back, I hand you the negative of this picture, and nobody will know you ever made love to a gal just out of jail.
So that's the story, eh?
Look, you can go through this plant with a microscope, and you won't find any evidence that we've been printing somebody else's music on our own. I don't know how you figured our racket, but there isn't a thing in this shop to prove what you think now.
There was this morning when I was here, though.
So? Look, Vance. You leaving town, or do I make a million copies of this picture and flood the town with them? Philo Vance, leading crime fighter in the city, and his girlfriend just released from jail after serving 7 years for manslaughter. Well?
May I use your phone?
Wait a minute, Vance. Calling the cops would be stupid. You've actually got nothing on me, not a thing. And if I go to the coop, I've got a friend who releases these pictures.
I wasn't going to call the police, Stevens. I merely wanted to call the airport and find out what time the next plane leaves.
This is District Attorney Markham. We're working on a case that started with the strangling of a Mrs. Allen, wife of a newspaper man. In some way, her death is linked with a piece of sheet music, a connection that Philo Vance knows but hasn't told me. Vance hasn't been heard from for several hours, and I can't understand why he hasn't been in touch with me. However, Ellen Deering, Vance's secretary, did call, and apparently Vance had left a note for her asking her to see Mrs. Allen's husband, J.C. Allen, a rewrite man on the Chronicle. Ellen should be with him now because it is several hours.
Look, Mr. Allen, Vance left a message for me to see you. You've got to help me.
How? Don't you think I want to find the man who killed my wife? What can I do to help you?
Just one thing. Your wife played piano, didn't she?
Yeah, sure, of course she played.
Where did she buy her music? That's one question Vance wants answered.
Where?
Yes.
Little shop around the corner from our house. Cut-rate music shop run by a man named Baker. What difference does it make?
All the difference in the world, according to Vance. You see, his note said he knew who killed your wife. He knew why she was killed. But there's only one way of proving it. That cut-rate dealer is the one way a murderer can be made to face the music. And I'll see him after I see a certain young lady.
Yes?
Are you Marie Dale?
What do you want?
I want in. My name is Deering. I'm Philo Vance's secretary.
Vance? Who's he?
Now, don't give me that. Look, I found your name and address on Vance's pad. I know he was up here to see you. And, I want to know where he is now.
I haven't the slightest idea. Goodbye, Miss Deering.
Oh, no, you don't. When I leave here, it'll be because I want to go. Take your hand off my arm.
Miss Deering, you don't want anything in here. Why don't you try the lost and found apartment if your boss is missing?
You're going to be missing something if you don't start talking. A couple of teeth, for instance?
Ah, ha, ha. Tough, aren't you? Well, we'll see how tough your hair is.
Ow! Oh, you little devil. If you want to play like that, I'll play with you.
My arm! Stop! You're breaking it!
Let go of my hair!
Stop twisting my arm! I'll tell you all you want to know.
Well, go ahead. Start talking before I start twisting.
Vance came here to see me. Hmm. I don't know why. I told him there wasn't anything I could do or say to help him, and he left. I don't know where he went.
Big help you are. There's your arm back.
You've hurt me.
Oh. Well, I've wasted enough time up here. I thought you might know where my boss is, but apparently you're not going to help me find him. So I'll just go follow his instructions. Next stop, music shop.
Take that record off, Mr. Baker. I can't talk to you with all that noise.
Best-selling piano record on the market. She don't like it. Okay, lady, off it goes. By the way, lady, what happened to your cheek?
Oh, I got caught on a couple of nails. Mr. Baker, tell me, who sells your sheet music?
A lot of people. Sometimes I buy from jobbers. Sometimes I buy direct from publishers. Sometimes from independent salesmen.
Who sold you your copies of Blue Penny?
Blue Penny?
Yes.
Fella named Ears Mackley. So you know something funny?
Right now, I'm not looking for laughs. Where do I find this Mackley?
Wait a minute. You know this Mrs. Allen who was killed?
I should know her. Her death is the reason I'm here. What about her?
Well, she asked me the same question you did the morning she was killed. I gave her the same answer.
Why didn't you tell that to the police?
What for? It didn't sound important. Besides, nobody asked me.
Well, that sounds reasonable. Where do you reach this Mackley who sold you the Blue Penny song copies?
All I got for him is a phone number. You want it?
I'll say I want it. That phone number means that Ears Mackley's number is up. This is the printing place, Markham. When I called the phone company asking for the address of the phone number I got from Mr. Baker, this is the place they gave me.
Well, let's go in. Somehow I wish that Vance were here. No word from him?
Nope. That's why I called you. Well, take a deep breath, Ellen, old girl. Here we go.
Well, what do you two want?
Hey, Eddie, the guy's the district attorney. That's Markham.
That's right. This is Miss Jeering. I want to see yours, Mackley.
What about?
You, Mackley?
My name is Stevens. What do you want with Mackley?
Awful tough, isn't he, Markham?
Maybe I ought to soften him up. Sometimes I'm a little unhappy with my official position, Ellen. Look, Stevens, Ears Mackley is a direct lead to the killer of Mrs. J.C. Allen. We want him, and we know we can find him here. Is this Mackley?
A beautiful guess, D.A. Beautiful.
Okay, Mackley, you're coming with us.
He isn't going anywhere, but you two are.
Markham, he's got a gun.
He'll never get a chance to use it.
Ow!
Shut that dame up, you shut her up. I'll handle this guy.
You said it. Cut her, Eddie.
Get that gun butt down on this guy's head.
You did it, Eddie, you did it. Take this dame off my hands. She's kicking my anchors off.
I'll take care of her, then we'll wait until dark and take care of both of them permanently.
Pretty good actress I am, don't you think, Eddie?
Shut up, will you, Marie? I gotta think.
Well, I'm still a pretty good actress. I got Philo Vance here to my apartment so you could snap his picture and run him out of town with it, and I fooled his secretary. Didn't I?
Yeah, you handled that good. Now, will you be quiet? I got the district attorney and Vance's secretary tied up in my printing joint. Well, I gotta find a way to get rid of him by tonight.
You're gonna kill the district attorney? You're out of your head.
How many times do I have to tell you to shut up? This is important. I can't have them alive. They know I've been duplicating sheet music copies. Now, how they know, I'll never know. They know Ears killed that Mrs. Allen, too.
But why did he kill her?
Why?
Yeah.
What else could he do? She came down to the shop. We found out her husband was a newspaper man and that she traced us through a phony copy to Blue Penny song. What did you expect Ears to do? Let her live? So she could feed the story to her old man?
Now, look, Eddie, I took one rap for a killing. I'm not going to be mixed up in another one. Especially if it's the DA that's going to be bumped. Include me out. I only signed up for that picture stunt to frame Vance. No murder for Marie. No, thank you.
You think I'll leave you alive if you don't come in with us on this?
Well, sure, you know I won't talk.
Yeah, sure I know it. I'm making sure of it right now.
Eddie, you will.
Another few seconds and it'll all be over. You said no murder for Marie, huh? How wrong you were, honey. How wrong you were.
Markham. Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, Ellen. I'm all right now. My head feels like a pumpkin.
What about mine? I got slugged, too, right after they knocked you out. But we're still in that printing joint, I know that much.
Yes. It's getting dark out. Oh, I wish I'd left word where we were bound for. Nobody knows we're here, Ellen.
And nobody knows how tight these ropes are around my hands and feet. I'm tied up to a printing press, I think.
I think I'm pretty well anchored here myself. I wish I had the explanation for all this.
It's very simple. Or at least it's simple to Vance, wherever he is.
I know where I wish he was, right here.
Shh. Listen. What? A door just opened outside.
It's Vance. He's come down to find us.
Oh.
Vance. Vance. In here.
Beautiful voice he's got, right, Eddie? Beautiful.
It's those two characters, Ellen, Stevens and Mackley.
That's right. Who did you expect, your friend Vance?
Let's not say expect. Let's say hope.
Good word. Lady, you're soon going to join Mrs. Allen and an ex-girlfriend of mine in another world.
You kill them? Why?
Don't take all the credit, Eddie. I knocked off Mrs. Allen.
Yeah, you did, Iz, and very nicely.
You mean beautifully.
Have it your way. Markham, about your friend Vance, he'll be gone for a couple of weeks. And the way things are going, by the time he gets back, we'll be out of this country. Okay, Iz. Slug the dame again, and we'll cart him out of here.
Okay.
I'll take care of the DA.
You just untie me,
you
and
keep
I'll...
keep away from me, you goon!
Watch this, Eddie. I'll show you an artistic way of knocking a dame on the noggin.
I doubt that.
Vance!
Vance, where did you come from?
You should be more concerned about where you're going.
Slug him, Vance. Slug the bum.
Ellen, remember, you're a lady. Slug the bum, Vance. Really let him have it.
I'm trying. Pretty tough. You're so right. I'm going to...
Vance.
That last smack was a dilly.
A beaut.
Whew, I'm glad you're not angry with me.
Not at all, Ellen. While I'm getting you out of these ropes, I'll tell you I'm very pleased with you. You did exactly what I wanted you to do while I pretended to be out of town.
What was that all about, Vance?
I'll explain that some other time, Markham. And also how I figured out the racket Eddie Stevens was in. Like to hear it?
I sure would. As soon as I get out of these ropes.
Yeah. Ellen's free now. Markham, you're next.
Sounds like a barbershop.
It should. You and I, Ellen, really had a close shave.
Ready?
Don't you ever miss Vance?
Of course I do, once in a while. Your turn, Markham.
Hey, wait a minute. What about me? I'd like a shot at one of those clay pigeons.
Use my gun, Ellen.
Thanks. Okay. Ready? Oh, well. Here's your gun back, Vance. Not very good. Doesn't shoot where I aim. Well, it doesn't.
Vance, I think I've waited long enough. Will you please tell me what the lead was in the Blue Penny murder case?
Of course, Markham. It was very simple. The ink wasn't dry on the title page of that song we found in Mrs. Allen's apartment, right?
That's right. Some of it came off on your finger.
Well, Markham, if that was a legitimate copy of the song, it would have been printed months ago. Apparently, someone was bootlegging copies of Blue Penny. But who?
Always a good question.
I found out Eddie Stevens' plant could handle music. And when I went there, he wouldn't allow me to inspect the presses. I was sure then that I was on the right track. I pretended to fall for their blackmail photo scheme and had Ellen check the shop where Mrs. Allen bought her music. That led her and you, Stevens, and his friend. And I came out of hiding in time to handle them when they were about to mishandle you.
They killed Mrs. Allen because she was on their trail and they knew she'd give her husband the whole story and he'd print it, eh?
That was the motive. A little hard to find, but the motive just the same.
I heard enough from Stevens while I was tied up to convict him, Vance. So I guess when I put him and Ears on trial, that'll be the end of them.
Of them and the Blue Penny murder case. Thank you.